Welcome to Voices of Our World, a presentation of this station and Mary Knoll. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. The Voices of Our World radio crew recently journeyed to El Paso, Texas, and its sister city, Juarez, Mexico, to observe the work of some of the Mary Knoll lay missioners assigned to Mary Knoll's border team. While in Juarez, we had the pleasure of visiting with Mary Knoll lay missioners Karen and Jim Hallberg Weaver to discuss the dire situation in Juarez and what life is like as a Mary Knoll lay missioner. The good, the bad, and the extraordinary. That's today on Voices of Our World. According to a recent report, Ciudad Juarez is the most violent of all the cities in Mexico. Much of the drug trade from South America to the United States flows through the bustling border town of Juarez, and this practice is resulting in more and more youth violence. In the many marginalized communities of Juarez, safe, meaningful, and organized youth activities are scarce. And lack of adequate housing, health care, education, and water has made life quite difficult for the 1.6 million residents. Mary Knoll lay missioners Karen and Jim Hallberg Weaver have lived and worked in Ciudad Juarez for just 1 year, and they have already seen the hardship that many of Juarez's residents have to endure. As Karen Hallberg Weaver recently wrote, "My husband Jim and I chose mission in Juarez well aware of the great need for support for children and youth here. This is in large part due to the work reality of the adults. The majority of the adults and teens in our neighborhood work in maquilas, foreign-owned factories where they earn $5 a day doing technical labor for major U.S. companies. Since the cost of food, water, and gas here in Juarez is close to the same as in the United States, families must have multiple members working full-time in order to scrape by. And children are commonly left to entertain and care for themselves and their siblings." Our producer, Michael Ramadan Jones, sat down with Mary Knoll lay missioners Jim and Karen Hallberg Weaver in Juarez, Mexico. Here's his interview. You're listening to Voices of Our World.
I'm here in Juarez with Jim and Karen Hallberg Weaver, and they are Mary Knoll lay missioners. How did you make the transition from Peru to Mexico?
Well, part of our work as missionaries, and especially maybe Mary Knoll lay missionaries, is to help educate U.S. Catholics about the world and hopefully gain a sense of solidarity through that. So we did what we call mission education work in Denver. I guess growing up on a farm, also seeing how quickly some of our farming methods here in the States have a very short-term outlook. You know, the real need for more awareness and more solidarity between the U.S. and Mexico, you know, instead of building walls, the need to build bridges and have people experience Mexico, experience why people might choose to migrate, experience how our economy affects people's lives here.
Why do you think the American way of life has such a short-term outlook agriculturally?
We're a very young country, you know, 200 years compared to the indigenous populations. In our kind of mindset, really believe that technology can solve problems. Being a young country, we don't look as far down the road or understand that idea of generation after generation needing to protect resources, you know, like the water, the soil.
In your experiences in Mexico, are the people here much more in tune with the land, even though they're very close to America?
Well, we're right on the border, so people, I think, have left that behind. I think people here on the border would be more similar to New York, actually. One of the things we do here is in the day we were planting some of our garden to kind of reinforce the idea that we can be creative. And we see that as a need, that people are hungry for that, especially coming from farms and ranches across Mexico to work in a factory, that they really miss that aspect of life. So it's something, try to keep that aspect of life alive.
What were your original thoughts when you came here?
Continuing the conversation ecologically, in our neighborhood, there are so few trees, so few plants. The wind blows in the spring and dust flies everywhere, dust and earth, and how much the city would benefit, the lives of people living here would benefit from having anything, real life, covering the ground.
In the year you've been here, what changes have you seen? Has the city become worse in this year, or is it the same when you first got here?
With the election of President Calderon they decided to really use force to, and there's a lot of fear amongst people. I noticed that more, I think. People were scared to walk around, or scared that their families are involved in the drug trade, or may just get randomly shot down on the street. Is the violence random, it seems, sometimes?
No, but it's widespread enough that people are somewhat afraid, even just driving at night, and not so much walking. I think people are safe on their block, but there's been enough shootings around that people don't like to travel outside of their area.
Do you feel safe here with your family, or what precautions do you take as foreigners, quite honestly? Is there an enhanced level of scrutiny on you, or by the villagers? Are they protective of you?
Yeah, we've been very, very blessed. We arrived a year ago, and we were introduced in the parishes, in the chapels of the parish. Everybody watches out for each other, and I think we're doubly watched over.
So, unlike Peru, perhaps, where maybe more reserved originally, your time in Juarez, people have been much more open about your belonging here and helping you out and being attentive to your situation.
Yeah, I would say, especially in the sense of we thought maybe there would be more reaction, negative reaction to us as far as being from the U.S., where you know, there are several residents on this block who have been deported from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So there might have been more negative feelings, but see a great appreciation for people from the United States and eager to practice their English, keep getting better at speaking English.
Are the people of Juarez able to differentiate between an American and the American government? I mean, if there's a lot of policies of our government that adversely affect other countries and other communities, are they able to make that that separation between you as Americans and the government?
I think people here have somewhat lost hope in politics as they see the political parties in Mexico have notoriously
corrupt,
and also very much trying to hold on to power, so there's very little ability to work across party lines to really move forward the social agenda or, you know, economic development. And so, in some ways, for them, it doesn't matter who's in government. It's all always kind of someone taking advantage of them.
This is Voices of Our World, a weekly program dedicated to the issues of human rights, poverty, and social justice. Visit our website at voicesofourworld.org to learn more about Voices of Our World and Mary Knoll. For information on how to support or join the Mary Knoll Lay Missioners, please visit www.mklaymissioners.org. Now back to our interview with Mary Knoll Lay Missioners, Jim and Karen Hallberg Weaver.
Living simply. Do you think living that way has helped the people here overcome some of the difficulties?
We found on this block, when we first got here, they had just paved the road in front of our house. And previous to that, people didn't play out in the street as much. But the neighbors, there's a family that has become, two families that have become really good friends with our kids. And they are constantly playing together, and oftentimes it's out on the street. And apparently before that, both families have young kids. Before that, most the kids, they just didn't get together, even though they're just about three houses away. And so it has been partly because we've been out and been a presence out in the street with our kids, and our kids have been out there. But then they felt comfortable also sending their kids, and they'll send their kids over. We have a patio in the back and a patio in the front where you can keep them off the street, shut them in. And so I think that helps as well. But that sense of coming together, it doesn't seem as though it happens. And just up the block, the families, there's not a big mingling. People on the next block don't come play here.
We've talked to other lay missioners on the program, and I always ask the same question. Many Americans who may be listening to this program might find it odd that you would leave the relative richness of America, culture, or in lifestyle to go to other countries where you may not even be welcome. Where you don't know the language in some cases, or the culture. What is the most fulfilling aspect of being a lay missioner for Mary Knoll?
Well, it's the people that make the biggest difference. Enjoying the faith of the people that we work with, what's attractive to me.
And the role of faith and what you're doing here. I mean, is it a, it's very personal, I imagine, you know, the motivation you have to be here or any other country you may go to. What advice would you give to someone who's thinking of being a lay missionary for Maryland?
Jump right in.
That's the best way to acquaint yourself and not be frightened of what you're losing or missing out on.
Well, I think we often notice how much people who are materially poor have a rich faith life because they, you know, just need to rely that, you know, things will come their way, that God will provide. And for myself in mission, that's what's happened. But it was a huge step to leave the U.S. I'd never traveled, you know. It's been very much a journey where things that we needed to thrive as a family have come along. So it's a sense, you know, letting go a little bit of control of your future steps and just realizing the steps will become clear as we go. You know, we don't know, you know, how many years we'll do it, but we don't also at the same time don't have a worry that, okay, I'm getting left behind on the corporate ladder. We've stepped out of it enough that,
okay, you're confident with your life.
Yeah. So I think that's very much a gift because people often feel a huge pressure.
When you think of your time here so far, the year you've spent, and the time you spend in the future, what kind of projects would you like to see enacted here? More connection to the land you mentioned earlier, but do you think perhaps through a connection to the land, some of the other problems that plague the city may be fixed?
You know, that's, I think, a healthy way to have people begin to appreciate creation, and if we start to create what God created, then we appreciate the lives of each other as well, so hopefully in our own lives, you know, some of the drug use issues. Kind of tied into that, I'm working at the Center for Human Rights, and I think that's another important way to help people begin to see the preciousness of each and every one of us, and through that, you know, those common rights that we hold, call the government to respond to the reality and create more life-giving structures. So you can't approve a McHugh to come in if it's not going to pay a living wage, for example, if there's a right to a living wage. And then the third that I've become quite interested in is men's spirituality. That's probably all over in the church. It's always the women who are kind of the backbone, the participants, and how to find ways to communicate with men and see the importance of spirituality in their lives and to find ways that it touches their day-to-day realities. So I'm sure it's tough for a man here that where previously in the culture you were seen as the one who went out and worked and brought home the money and the woman would create the household. Here it's very different than that, where both, due to the low salaries, both husband and wife are often working. And so both have to take on roles within the home. So with that transition, which can be positive as we share parenting and share homemaking between men and women, you know, what kind of spirituality helps that to happen well, and people see, you know, the culture where the man is supposed to be the strong one. How can we affirm the new roles that are required?
Is building walls the answer to illegal immigration? Email us at radio@maryknoll.org or go to our website, www.voicesofourworld.org, or you can call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. You're listening to Voices of Our World.